The House will be in order. The prayer today will be offered by Representative Graber of Lee. Following the prayer, the pledge will be led by Isaac Chauvin of a page from Granger.
Good morning, Iowa House and friends. That's pretty quiet, right? Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. You know, it's hard sometimes when you're in this world to look around. You know, you turn on the TV and what do you see? All the bad things that are going on in the world. You know, sometimes what we have to really do, though, is just count on ourselves and rely on ourselves and our faith. So I want to leave you with a verse today, and that would be, you know, this is a day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Please join with me in prayer. Dear loving God and Father, you know all the things that are going on in the world, but even in the universe. And Lord, you know what we need. And Lord, you just ask us to come boldly before you and to present our cares and our concerns and our needs to you. And Lord, you tell us that as we pray to you, you will answer us. And we just pray, Lord, that as we go into today's session, that you would give us wisdom, give us your knowledge, and help us to make decisions that would be pleasing to you, good for the state of Iowa, and good for the people of Iowa. And Lord, let us be a shining beacon in the United States to show what can be done in a state that is influenced by you. And Lord, we just pray that as we work together, that we would be able to do things that would be good for Iowa. We ask this in the name of your son, Jesus. It's in his name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Nobody died in the process again.
The House will give attention to the correction of the journal. The journal stands approved. Introduction of bills.
House File 2542 by Committee on Transportation, a bill for an act relating to the Distinguished Service Medal Special Registration Plates.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment amendment or amendment and placed on the calendar.
House File 2543 by Committee on Education, a bill for an act authorizing the Board of Directors of School Districts to engage independent contractors who serve as dyslexia service providers.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and placed on the calendar.
House File 2544 by Committee on Human Resources, a bill for an act relating to participation in the Iowa Health Information Network by all hospitals in the state.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and placed on the calendar.
House File 2545 by Committee on State Government, a bill for an act relating to the Medical Privacy and Freedom Act, providing penalties and including effective date provisions.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and placed on the calendar.
Senate File 2022, a bill for an act relating to the practice of cosmetology and barbering in certain locations.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on State Government.
Senate File 2139 by Committee on Transportation, a bill for an act relating to wrecked or salvaged vehicles with cosmetic damage.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment, placed on the committee, referred to the Committee for Transportation.
House File 2193 by Committee on State Government, a bill for an act related to cognitive screenings by audiologists and speech pathologists.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Human Resources.
Senate File 2323 by Committee on Natural Resources and Environment, a bill for an act relating to the inventory of lands managed or owned by the Department of Natural Resources or county conservation boards and including applicability provisions.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Natural Resources. Are there any announcements to come before the body? The chair recognizes the gentleman from Scott, Representative Postrin. For what reason do you seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Would I be in order for an announcement?
You're in order.
Ladies and gentlemen, 1 week from today, on Tuesday, March 8th, is the annual Ag Leaders Dinner. It will be held at the FFA Enrichment Center in Ankeny. The reception starts at 6, with the program starting at 7. If you haven't RSVP'd yet, please do so. And there are cinnamon rolls in the back as a reminder to RSVP. Thank you.
Ch- Chair recognizes the gentleman from Winnebago. For what purpose do you seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, am I in order for an introduction?
You're in order.
Well, I'd like to introduce a man who probably needs no introduction, a man who served the 7th District for 8 years. Please welcome back to the chamber the man, the myth, the legend, Ted Gassman.
Chair recognizes the gentleman from Blackhawk, Representative Williams. For what purpose do you seek the floor?
Good morning, Mr. Speaker. Am I in order for an announcement?
You're in order.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, today is the funeral for Milt Dakovich, who served on the Board of Regents. He was in his second term. That funeral's in Waterloo. And I won't go into his long list of accomplishments, except to remind you that he has been a great friend to education and a member of the Board of Regents. And many of you knew Milt through that connection and his many business connections. I got to know him at an occasional Friday morning group breakfast get-togethers where we would talk a little shop. And then we got into the more pressing business of the Iowa State Cyclone Athletics, Cecil. And here are just two excerpts from the Des Moines Register article about Milt's life. In a 2013 interview with the Iowa State University College of Engineering, after being appointed to the Board of Regents, Dakovich emphasized the importance of education and business in improving the lives of Iowans. And so those were a couple things that we would talk shop about before we got to athletics. And in his own words from the Register, and I quote, "I want to make sure we continue to provide high quality, affordable education to Iowa students, that we continue to enhance our research efforts and facilitate the transfer of that knowledge to Iowa business to stimulate Iowa's economy, and that we provide any services that we can to enhance the quality of life for Iowans," unquote. Well spoken, my friend. Please keep Milt's family in your thoughts and prayers as they deal with this tough time. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Chair recognizes the lady from Polk, Representative Confirst.
Good morning, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the House. The Democrats will caucus immediately in room 305.
Chair recognizes the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winchittle.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the House. Mr. Speaker, if there's no further business to come before the House this time, I move the House adjourn until Wednesday, March 2nd at 8:30 a.m.
Is there any other business to come before the House? Seeing no further business, you have heard the motion by the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winchell. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no.
No.
The ayes appear to have it, the ayes do have it, and the House is adjourned.